Carolina's defense?
Yeah, it's a solid defense. Obviously, I think everyone knows all about their linebackers. Their linebackers fly around. They make plays. They're really intelligent. You know, Luke Kuechly, Thomas Davis do some really good things. And, they're very sound. Then also a short week. You know, short week trying to prepare for them, both physically and mentally. It's a bit of a grind here these first couple days, but we're excited for it.
Physically, how hard is it? Tuesdays are usually the off days for you guys. Thursdays, you guys are still in coverage. You got to play a football game. How hard is it on your bodies?
Yeah, I mean, it can be tough. I mean, I'm thankful that I feel pretty good, but I know a lot of guys, I mean, you're still recovering at this point. So to go out and kind of have a practice today, it can be taxing on your bodies a little bit, but we got to do anything and everything we can to be ready Thursday night.
Of course, as Frank Reich said, when they were scouting you, one thing he liked was that you got an argument with your offensive coordinator in college. How is the relationship here with Frank or even Doug similar or different than that?
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't really call them arguments with my offensive coordinator in college. He was a real fired up guy, so we had some healthy discussions a lot. But it's really good. You know, the relationship with Coach Peterson and Coach Reich has been really, really solid. You know, we've had a lot of open dialogue. You know, I respect the heck out of their opinions, and I'm thankful they respect mine as well. So it's been really beneficial for me and for this whole team.
You've given a certain amount of plays each week where, you know, you have the option to change. Do you see that growing, you know, over the course of the season or over the course of your career?
I think it definitely can. You know, I don't know how much or, you know, it's all situational. You know, there's plenty of times where the play he calls, it's the perfect look, so we're just rolling. You know, there's just times where you're seeing things and you want to just get out of it. So, again, it's all situational, but I think the more effective we are with it, I think it could potentially grow a little bit too.
When do you feel the need to speak up? What kind of circumstances do you feel like, okay, this is when I need to kind of voice my
in terms of with Coach Peterson?
Here.
Game planning? You're
saying?
You know, I think it's something, you know, Coach Peterson and I mean, I go talk to him at least once a day. I go into his office, and sometimes it's more than once, twice, three times even, whenever we install plays, and I'm like, maybe, what do you think about this idea, or how do you feel about this? And, you know, we're very comfortable with each other. He'll come to me, and what do you think about this too? So I don't think it's anything I'm like hesitant to speak up. It's just we have really, you know, mutual respect for each other where we can just have that open dialogue, you know, whenever.
Is it a personality thing or is it a quarterback thing?
I think it's both. I think, you know, when two guys, I mean, him and I are similar personalities to some extent, and again, it just comes down to having respect for each other and respecting each other's opinions, and it's been a really good relationship there.
On Sunday, you said you did not notice Lane's actions. Obviously, you would if it started the game. In terms of Big P being out there, how do you keep that from being a difference with the offense?
Yeah, you know, you try not to worry about it. Honestly, you know, we know Lane is an unbelievable football player. You know, we know he's one of the top tackles in the league, and you know, I love that guy. You know, but if he's not out there, if he's not ready to go, I have all the confidence in the world in Big B. You know, I've been saying it all off season. The O-line is a serious strength of this football team, and especially the depth. You know, we've been able to rotate some different guys at guard. Big V has played, you know, whether he's been an extra tight end, now playing as a backup tackle, you know. So the depth that we have in the O-line room is tremendous and is helping us.
On your touchdown to Torrey last week, it looked like you checked out of that.
Yeah, it was actually just a run kill to a pass. So just saw the look to get us out of the run. And they played a different coverage that they'd shown on tape. But Torrey made a great play. And the O-line, you know, shoot, when I think I took a five-step drop and hitched a couple times, the O-line did a tremendous job giving me time for that.
What do you think it does when you're able to connect on a deep ball like that with a guy like Torrey?
I mean, it's huge. You know, anytime, I think that was a third and long is what, or third and medium. We have the third and long later to Nelson, and obviously third down's a big down. You know, anytime you can do that on third downs is huge. But big plays are such a huge part of this game, and you know, you can change momentum really quick. And especially for Torrey and I, obviously we've missed a couple early in the season, so. I've been saying it all along that we weren't really worried about it. We want to hit those, but we weren't worried about it. We knew we'd get them. So I think it for us, it's good to show. And going forward, it shows that we can do it, and it might soften some things up too.
Carson, when you go take it in terms of a tempo, and you try to get a defense to show a pre-snap look. Is that from a lot of study? Is that instinctive, or I mean, and how early did you start to be able to read defenses in that way?
I mean, it's preparation for sure. It's studying. It's knowing. I mean, it's knowing your playbook. It's knowing what you can realistically get in, get into as far as play calls. But I mean, we kind of have a bunch of different terms every week that we're kind of thinking. So it ultimately comes down to preparation. But I've been doing that since I was in college, even. So that's helped me kind of see things and speed up that thought process.
High school.
Not really, no.
The touchdown pass to Nelson, that's a route that you're not ordinarily going to be able to get on a zero blitz.
No.
I mean, just good blocking and the step up by you on that play?
Yeah, I mean, I said it after the game. Jason Kelce ended up blocking two guys. He had his one guy and kind of like dove and got enough of the safety there. So, I knew they were bringing it all out, so I was just trying to find a way just to get that throw off to Nelson, and the O-line made a heck of a play, and Nelson did the rest.
When you do the take it, is that two plays that you have that you're armed with, or do you have?
We have a couple different systems with that. Sometimes we have two plays, sometimes we have no play, and you just go see how they react, and then get into the best play or what you feel is the best for that situation. And then there's plenty of other times where you have a play called and you just go up there and you're like, yeah, that something's fishy here, so you get out of it too.
Pre-snap control, is that something that you champion for?
To some extent. I've just always felt comfortable, and that's something, that with that relationship that Coach Peterson and I have been developing and growing constantly, just with that trust factor. I mean, he knows, he has a lot of confidence in me to get out of plays and to get us into the right thing. So that just helps me to be more confident when I do that.
Can you study other quarterbacks in that regard?
What's that?
Can you study other quarterbacks in that regard and how they've done it?
It's kind of tough. I mean, it's all kind of specific to your game plans, to your playbook and everything. So not too much.
A few quarterbacks in the league are your size or bigger. Cam's one of them. Is he someone that you watched or studied at all?
Yeah, I thought Cam, ever since he came out of college, I've watched him and followed him, and even when he was in college, he's impressive. He's quite an athlete. He can sling the rock now too. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun for us to kind of go head to head and have some fun doing it on Thursday night.
Carson, you've had a lot of success on third downs this season. You mentioned Luke and Thomas. Also, Shaq Thompson's playing really well.
Yep.
Is that going to make it more difficult to get some of those inside routes that you and Zach have been doing so well?
It could. It definitely could. It's one of those things every week, you got to go study the tape. What do they like to do? And then you also got to break down, okay, what have we been successful with? And kind of self-evaluate where you can tweak some things or where you think they're going to be keying, so to speak. So we expect to, obviously, every week, I never want to leave the field. Third down, I want to stay on the field every time. So we're going to continue to put that emphasis on that down and hopefully keep being effective there.
Despite the tough turnaround, how much do you guys enjoy being the only game playing a primetime game?
Primetime games are great. We love it around here. It's an opportunity to show who we are, show what we can do, and to know that the country is watching us. I think a lot of guys get excited for that.
Going back to third down, why do you feel like you guys have been able to be a little bit more dialed in and comfortable this season?
I think it just goes to the off-season, kind of the off-season emphasis on third downs and then just the preparation. We talk through third downs all the time, from us quarterbacks in our quarterback meetings, watching film, as a whole offense. I'm pulling receivers, pulling tight ends, talking through how I'm seeing things and when I maybe change their routes or something like that. So it's just been a real focal point for us, and it's paying off on Sundays.
You kept on a zone replay on Sunday. Am I correct? Was that the first time this year? And rewatching again, was that what you wanted to do? Or
No, I should have handed it off for sure. Yeah.
And you said there haven't been times yet where you felt like you should have kept it. Are you surprised that there haven't been more situations where you should have kept it and teams aren't playing you that way?
We haven't had a ton of those in the game plans yet, honestly. So that's just kind of the nature of it. And we finally did, and I made the wrong read. So it's all good. It's all good.
It looked like on one of your hard counts, you got Patrick Pierce in the show that he was going to be jamming Alshon Brown. He certainly saw that. Is it something that you saw when you snapped as well? And then what other kinds of things are you looking for in addition to your guys showing blitz early?
Yeah, I mean, with the hard count, I mean, you're obviously just trying to get a tell for what teams are trying to do coverage-wise, pressure-wise. I mean, third downs especially, I mean, coverages kind of are all over the place. Blitzes are all over the place, and on that specific one, did see Patrick Peterson, you know, come up to jam Alshon, and so did Alshon. So Alshon made a great move off the line to get inside there. And, yeah, it's definitely a weapon. You know, you got to be smart with how you use it, but it can help. Disguise things and shoot. I think we picked up two third downs just because of the hard count on Sunday.
On Sunday, when we asked if that was the best game you played, you said you had to watch the tape. You watch the tape now. What do you think?
I don't know. I think, I mean, you could obviously look at it from a statistical standpoint. It's, I mean, you can't argue stats sometimes, but there's definitely plays I left on the field. You know, definitely plays I left out there. The third down that I threw incomplete, that was terrible. There's some other plays too. So it's never perfect, but I thought offensively, you know, I thought we were pretty dialed in.
So what does it feel like confidence-wise when the offense is on a roll that you guys are now?
I mean, it feels good. You know, it feels good just from a like you said, it builds confidence. You know, everyone, you know, we believe in ourselves. I've always believed in myself. I've believed in this whole offense. But when guys start to feel that too, start to make those plays, start to see it all kind of coming together, it just kind of builds a confidence from players, from coaches, really everybody in this organization that, you know, we're capable of getting it done, and that we can be a dynamic offense, and we're now seeing that.
Okay.
Thanks, Carson.
Thanks, Carson.